Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri Electric Cooperatives. Learn how to keep your family safe around electricity by going to membersfirst.coop.
I'm Jason Taylor. Kansas City Fire Department water rescue teams were able to save a young boy from a sinking car in a creek yesterday afternoon. KMOV reports a woman was able to flag down a crew that happened to be driving by when the car went into the water. Governor Eric Greitens is touring the state promoting his tax cut plan that he says will provide a boost for individuals and employers.
This is good for Missouri businesses, and it's going to enable them to continue to hire and to invest in their workers here in the state of Missouri.
Greitens' plan would lower corporate taxes from 6.25% to 4.25% and would do away with income tax breaks for corporations that spend more money and employ more people out of state. The proposal offers streams of revenue to offset losses from tax cuts, but doesn't specify how much money would be raised. A young couple and their 17-month-old daughter have been murdered in southeast Missouri. Bill Wise reports.
KFVS reports 24-year-old Drew Atchison has been charged with three felony murders of 23-year-old Samara Fontaine Kitts, 24-year-old Harley Mitchell Millen, and their 17-month-old infant Willa Fontaine Millen. On Sunday, an endangered person advisory was issued for the family from Wayne County. According to the reporting party, the three had not been heard from in several days. KFVS further reports Wayne County Sheriff Dean Finch says the case is being referred to the state attorney general's office due to the nature of the charges. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.
A 14-year-old from Jefferson City is accused of making a terroristic threat against students and staff at a middle school. The nature of the threat was not revealed by police, who said they had the teen in custody within hours yesterday. Investigators say they don't think anyone else was involved. A Mexico man in mid-Missouri has been convicted of attempted statutory sodomy. A jury convicted Jimmy Burns last night of making sexual contact with an 8-year-old. He faces a minimum decade in prison. A hearing is set for Friday for a Holt Summit man in mid-Missouri accused of sexually abusing a child. The prosecutors charged Michael Mott with felony statutory sodomy and furnishing pornography to a child. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley testifies his office has recovered a record $24 million in Medicaid fraud in 2017. House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick, a Shell Knob Republican, praises that.
It was really kind of a shocking number of incarcerations that they had said they'd achieved for Medicaid fraud, which is, you know, obviously the biggest portion of our budget is Medicaid.
The Attorney General testifies 776 people were incarcerated in 2017 for that Medicaid fraud. Firefighters handled a four-alarm fire near a gun store in DeSoto, south of St. Louis, last night. Multiple two-story buildings were engulfed in flames, including residential housing. The Red Cross was on the scene to help those displaced by the fire. No reported injuries. Find more news and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.